know, sometimes I wonder why I even come in the mornings for this show. I keep wondering that myself. Why am I here?
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
6:11. It's Wednesday.
Wahoo!
Oh, it is. What a special day. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio and Medicine That Matters to Men online at thebillupscenter.com. And have you ever tried to do that with that kind of laughing behind you? It's amazingly difficult.
I would imagine.
But today, ladies and gentlemen, is our one-year anniversary.
We did it.
Of the Wake Up Crew.
How did we do it? No one knows.
Not a single soul.
Well, I know this. We liked each other when it started,
and now
we barely speak. It's kind of like the Beatles.
They're quite that bad.
I'd say we're as big as the Beatles.
No, I don't. Yeah.
At the Memorial Walmart, we are.
That's going to be a new promo. We'll use that on the two-year anniversary show.
At the Memorial Walmart, yeah. Boy, that's something else.
Oh. Do they listen to us at the Memorial Walmart?
I would be more excited, but there's nothing here.
Nothing. No confetti, no balloons.
No cake. I still think Sugar Free Boy messed that up for us.
Yeah. You know, I was expecting...
No, don't give Brian any sugar or anything. Oh, the other two guys, we don't care, but don't give Brian any.
We'd walk up alone like we normally do, and then all of a sudden we open the door, and it's a big surprise party with the whole station staff. But
you do understand what time it is, right? No one's coming yet.
So we can look forward toward the 7:30 hour.
It would not matter if the Pope were here. I don't think anybody else would come in this early in the morning.
But, I mean, at 7:30...
Yeah.
We might get somebody.
Just come in at their normal time and set up while we're on air, and then...
Well,
count on it.
There's a lot of people to thank for the Wake Up Crew. Would you like me to elaborate?
Is thank the right word? Or
well,
blame?
Maybe that could be true. I don't know. People don't understand, but Brian is the producer and director of the show.
Right.
We are the writers.
Right. We're co-writers.
Yeah, we're the writers. I don't. Why does it matter if we're co-writers? What does that mean? Oh, we're writers.
Well,
we're the writers
just,
on the show. Yeah,
that's us.
Yeah, and we write all this great material that y'all are listening to every morning.
See what I have to work with.
And you know, of course, this brainstorm started a long time ago, and you know, I think I had the original idea, and then Brian put it to what is it working?
Well, you had an idea.
And he
to do
it,
and but didn't actually necessarily want to do it.
Right.
You just wanted to have the idea to do it.
Yeah.
And then he said, hey, we're doing it. And you said, oh, man.
And the first, and to be honest with you, the first 3 days were great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it the first 3 days working with you guys.
The other 362.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we figured up the number.
It's 290 something.
Well, there are weekdays. The number of weekdays. Hold on, let me bring up my calculator.
If this show had better writers,
five weekdays and 52 weeks. That's 260
minus two. Christmas Day and
well, we were still on, but we had to do something for those shows.
Christmas Day's the only day we
right.
We did a best of everybody.
They Memorial played music. Day.
Yeah.
We still had to work to put that together, though, for the folks. Christmas Day is really the one day where we just totally take off.
In about 5 or 6 years, I can see them calling this the Wake Up Crew Day and schools are closed.
Yeah. You know, oh, I think so.
And you know,
the station is off air for a day. We just play music.
But for you people, we have to thank everybody out there that have supported us, all six of you. You guys have been so... supported.
Who's number six? I only knew five.
Rob Mitchell. I know Rob Mitchell listens.
Yeah.
I can name 10 people that listen to us. And I mean that I personally know now, but you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that do listen because, you know, they're driving and they've had it on this station for years and you know, they turn it on, then they go, what's that? And they just kind of, you know, get into something else.
Oh, but I'm just hearing now that it's very popular at Haynes Hardware on Memorial as well.
We just have the memorial strip
with all the patrons on. You know, oh, and St. Andrews, there's a little listening audience out there at the Publix on St. Andrews.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I go into the Publix at St. Andrews. They never say anything to me.
They don't they recognize your voice, but not.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't know what you look like.
6:17, more celebration to come, but first, a look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine today and highs making it into the middle to upper 40s. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 27. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs top out near 50. Winds turn to the west around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, mainly clear. Lows fall back to 26. And then Friday, sunny with highs getting back to around 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 16.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
They ought to come right in here. Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. As you get older, we can help you with all types of things to help you stay in your home, like making a handicap accessible shower. We also help with the grab bars. We can do the wheelchair ramps. We are a local company, as we've said, and we care about you, and we want to make sure things are right when we leave your house.
Call 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
Is your home ready for fall?
Properly insulated windows and doors can make a huge difference.
We have what you need at the Habitat Restore.
Is there a draft coming through the door? Or you feel air coming through your window? Come to the Murfreesboro Restore.
Here at the Murfreesboro Restore, we have everything to make your home fall-proof.
Fall-proof?
Yep, that's right. Fall proof. The Murfreesboro Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Art Studio Tour is in select local studios, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, November 23rd and 24th. Go to artstudiotour.org for a map showing the studios. So for Christmas shopping ideas and unique handmade gifts, get handcrafted jewelry, pottery, wood art, blacksmithing, stained glass, and more. Check the website artstudiotour.org. I'm Logan Hickerson, and I'll see you at the Art Studio Tour Saturday and Sunday, November 23rd and 24th.
Golden. Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. Huge upset. College basketball. Number one team of the nation, Kentucky, lost at home to the Purple Aces of Evansville, who came in as a 25-point underdog. Evansville went 11-21 last year, was predicted to finish eighth in the Missouri Valley Conference. Credit them, says Kentucky coach John Calipari.
If we would have somehow pulled it out, kind of wouldn't even have been fair, because they fought us the whole game and they were the tougher team. They executed, they made shots and threes and free throws. My hat's off to them. It's hard to do that in this building. But they were more ready to play. He had his team better prepared than I had my team.
Ends Kentucky's 52-game winning streak at home against unranked opponents. Battle of top 15 teams. Oregon beat Memphis 82-74. Auburn on a last-second shot, a one-point win over South Carolina. Indiana Pacers had the 0-3 start. They're 7-1 since. They blew out Oklahoma City 111-85. Struggles for Portland continue. Trailblazers in the West Finals last year. They're 4-7. They lost at Sacramento 107-99. Bojan Bogdanović, 25 points off the bench, plus 10 assists for the Kings. Boston Bruins still in first place, but since the six-game winning streak, they've lost four in a row. And last night, hosting Florida, Bruins scored four goals in the second, led 4-0 going to the third. The Panthers, four in the third to tie, and they ended up winning 5-4 in overtime. Close vote for American League Manager of the Year. The Twins, Rocco Baldelli, edged out the Yankees' Aaron Boone, and close to the National League as the Cardinals' Mike Schilt beat out Milwaukee's Craig Counsell. Colin Kaepernick's going to work out for NFL teams Saturday in Atlanta at the invitation of the league. The now 32-year-old Kaepernick tweeted that he's excited about the news. NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
6:22 sports update here for you on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget men's basketball tonight, Raider men's basketball, as they host Mars Hill out of Asheville, North Carolina. 6:30 tonight here on News Radio WGNS, 7 o'clock for the tip. Tomorrow night, it's primetime sports presented by Ideas Tees, just a 30-minute edition until 6:30 because the Lady Raiders take on Tulane on the road tomorrow evening. 6 o'clock, or after the news at 6 on Friday night, State Farm Prep Football playoff coverage from Oakland. Oakland and Mount Juliet on Friday. The primetime sports countdown to kickoff, sponsored by the law offices of John Day at just after the news at 6, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Coach's Corner on Saturday morning. We've got football coaches. We're talking a little cross country and some basketball. So lots of interesting conversation coming up on Saturday right here.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're welcoming you back. You know what time it is. It's about 6:23 here in the morning, on a Wednesday morning, celebrating our anniversary. It's time for The Real Fact.
Have you been sitting on that since yesterday?
Yeah.
Only 18% of Americans know how to drive a stick shift. And only 5% of vehicles sold in the U.S. today come with a stick shift.
Now, how many did you say percentage?
18%.
I would say that's clear. My daughter doesn't know how to drive a stick.
I don't know how to drive a stick.
Oh, you don't? Really?
I learned how to drive a stick shift.
You probably need to check that out.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to at least know how. It's 6:24. It's Dave Ross's commentary. And I own Washington from CBS News. That's next.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, November is Men's Health Month, a reminder to take care of your health. So Low T Center is offering a $49 comprehensive health assessment and a $49 home sleep test. Low T Center is concierge medicine exclusively for men. Most health insurance is accepted. Call 615-603-3542. That's 615-603-3542. Or schedule online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building, is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. Democratic candidates are accusing billionaires of exploiting our weak election laws to buy elections. I even saw an op-ed in the New York Times which described their excessive wealth as a threat to democracy. Now, if they were literally buying votes, as in sending out henchmen to slip money into your pocket as they watch you mark your ballot, yes, that would be a threat. But generally, they're not using bribery. They're buying ads. And in this age of nonstop, omnipresent clickbait media, shouldn't we be wise to all that by now? I know these ads are scientifically engineered to exploit our emotional weaknesses and convince us that the world as we know it is about to end, but are we really helpless to resist? Don't we all know that any political ad or social media campaign that suddenly makes you angry or sad is an attempt to manipulate you? Imagine if we all learned to recognize when our emotions were being artificially inflamed and just mentally blocked that ad, the way you block a troll on Twitter. The billionaires would be wasting their money. And then imagine if, instead of political ads, we use the same level of care choosing politicians as we use to choose a babysitter, not based on some ad, but using references, qualifications, seeing how they interact with other children, and do they know who to call in an emergency? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Eye on the White House.
As public hearings begin, Democrats are intent on demonstrating the need to impeach Donald Trump. On the whole, the president's defense of his controversial call with Ukraine's president has been straightforward and consistent.
The conversation was absolutely perfect.
Democrats say that Mr. Trump and a small cadre of advisors in and out of government threatened U.S. military support for Ukraine to pressure its new leader into doing the president's political bidding. This week, Republicans have signaled they'll argue Mr. Trump was instead driven by a deep-seated, genuine, and reasonable skepticism of Ukraine based on its history of pervasive corruption. Eye on the White House, Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
We're going to gather them up.
Round them up.
Yeah, yeehaw.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Well, celebrating our one-year anniversary. First 30 minutes almost in the book here at 627. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Well, guys.
Round them up.
We've had, that was one of our, well, it wasn't really a mistake.
No, it was in the show.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't.
Oh, these aren't bloopers. These
oh,
actually,
no.
They were actually in it?
Yes.
They're not outtakes. Oh.
No outtakes.
There aren't any outtakes.
It's kind of hard when you're live, isn't it, to do outtakes.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty good.
There was, if I recall, there was one outtake that I don't know why I wound up saving it.
You kept it?
Yeah, it was...
I'm nervous.
Kind of funny, but I just...
But sad?
They're all sad, I think.
This whole thing.
Are you trying to find it? Is that what you're saying? You had it and you can't locate it?
I don't know that I saved it. Wait a minute. I think this is maybe a...
630, yeah.
That was when we were recording a promo.
Why are you laughing? There's not enough time. We'd have to have a special two-hour edition.
I was expecting it to be about
Wake Up
me,
Crew.
And it wasn't. And I'm just very thankful.
I was taping a commercial, and I seemed to have a little problem getting a couple of words out.
That was for one of our best of shows.
I wonder if he taped the one that he was taping just maybe yesterday?
No.
Uh-huh, he didn't. See. Yeah.
Yeah. But that happened, didn't it? You were here.
It was funnier than that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's him. It's always funnier when he messes something up.
Well, he so rarely makes a mistake.
Right.
Hope your morning's going okay. I know we're celebrating our one-year anniversary, but we also want to make sure that everybody out there is safe and sound, getting to work, going to school, whatever the case may be, and hope you're enjoying your day here on News Radio WGNS. I want to welcome our sister stations from... No, I'm just kidding. you kind of got excited, didn't you?
Yeah.
We have no sister stations.
One day.
You know, when we go syndicated.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Does that include a pay increase?
No, you'll go syndicated after I retire. I know your plan. I know what you're going to do.
I don't have a plan.
You're going to get rid of the old... You're going to get rid of the old geezers, isn't he? And he's going to get in a couple of young guys, and he's going to do his own thing, isn't he?
I think you guys will probably get rid of me far before I get rid of you.
Well, we've had talks. But <That's>,
let's go to today in history. Let's do that.
You want to do that now?
No, yeah, right now.
Okay.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
Brandon Brooks is here helping us celebrate our anniversary. Let's take it away, Brandon.
This is Rewind. November 13th, 1965. The release of the Four Tops' second album. You know that I love you. Featuring the hit singles. And the same old song. This date in 1972. The Raspberries released their second album, Fresh, featuring the top 40 singles,
I Want to Be With You, and Let's Pretend. November 13th, 1992.
Here occurred the frightening and shocking history of Prince Dracula.
The release of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I have crossed oceans of time to find you.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
There's a sinister, darker side to him. I find irresistible.
And that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
Well, thank you very much.
Brandon.
I sounded more like Count Chocula. Anyway, here on Today in History, in 1940, Fantasia, the animated film by Walt Disney, is released. It's considered a classic.
It's one of my favorites.
Really? You liked
it? Yeah, I think it's just seeing his animation style and in a little artsier format was
ahead
really
of his time in 1940.
I didn't care for the dialogue.
No, I didn't either. I really didn't. They did a lot of moving around, mm-hmm. but, you know. In 1968, Bob Gibson was the National League MVP. Rightfully so, they won the World Series.
On one leg.
Wait a minute. I was wrong. I'm wrong. No, they didn't win the World Series.
Oh.
They finished second to Detroit. But they did win the World Series in 1967. In 1999, and I'll make that 2001. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Hmm. Shakira, remember her? Know her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She releases her first English language album, Laundry Service.
But I can't help it if I'm just a fool. Always having.
And in 1999, going back a little bit, Toy Story 2 is premieres.
You saved the day again, Woody.
You're my favorite deputy.
You got a friend in me.
You know, Tom Hanks could have just retired on you Toy Story movies.
And now he's Mr. Rogers.
Coming up next week.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Next week from Friday it opens.
What a great way to go to Thanksgiving and have Thanksgiving holidays coming up and go see Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, what an incredible movie. That we hope. Want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today. Kim Starr is today's good neighbor of the day. She's a true caring professional with a great attitude, and she's a nurse at St. Thomas Wellness. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts.
Call those birthdays in, 893-1450. Jump in here with us now.
All right, stay tuned. Weather's next.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine today and highs making it into the middle to upper 40s. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 27. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs top out near 50. Winds turn to the west around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, mainly clear. Lows fall back to 26. And then Friday, sunny with highs getting back to around 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 16.
Good morning, Bill. Looking pretty good out here now. 24 westbound by Walden Road headed towards Nashville. 840 still looks good over to Franklin, Williamson County. So does 96. Traffic still holding up out here as well. Inbound on Last Cash is fine. Hey, if you're in a bind needing cash, Choice Cash has a way for you to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart and helps me get better at managing my money.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need, checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union, banking without the bank. To learn more, stop by one of our three Murfreesboro locations.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course.
Yes, it's Wednesday, November the 13th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. And if you're having problems raising your child, today is Walk-In Wednesday.
at the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center. In fact, every Wednesday you can walk in for advice and counseling without an appointment. The Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center is at 1710 South Church Street. The Murfreesboro Writers Group meets tonight from 6 until 8 at the Linebaugh Public Library. There's a Red Cross blood drive tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, all at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. And they're at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Have you entered the Christmas parade? Go to our website and you can do it there at WGNSradio.com. Look across the red bar on the top and click Parade. The parade is Sunday, December the 8th at 2 in the afternoon. Again, the deadline to enter the parade, Thanksgiving Day. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
I had hip replacement.
Patient Mary Littleton talks about her journey.
Dr. Christie came highly recommended, and so did the Southern Joint Replacement Institute.
Dr. Michael Christie, orthopedic surgeon.
Get her back to a life with a pain-free hip and independence. I'm really excited about being able to serve our patients.
Southern Joint Replacement Institute, serving Rutherford County at 3053 Medical Center Parkway in Murfreesboro. Online at sjri.com.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. The problem that we have had is that people have to wait in long lines when you're not feeling really good to get a soup. So we have created something that we call Soup Express. And it's different kiosks that we have with a separate line to be able to pick up soup, pay for it with a credit card, and take it home right away. The Soup Express is only for our quarts of soup or above, and with no other types of food. Nothing else is just when you want soup, and that's why we call it Soup Express. It's only at Demas's restaurants.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Well, you know what? This wasn't on the original Wake Up Crew show.
Dad joke?
No, dad joke.
But soon after.
But it has become a staple of our show. So let's hit it, and I'm looking for a big 10 here in
on
celebration.
On the 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
The pressure of it all.
Go ahead.
Why can't zoo animals take tests?
Why can't zoo animals take tests? I don't know.
Too many cheetahs.
You know, it wouldn't be right because the dad joke wasn't very good on that first show either, as I recall.
It didn't exist.
So it would be only fair that this will not be that good either.
I think we should abstain from rating today so we don't hurt his self-esteem on such a big day.
Oh, I liked it. I'm going to give him a high rating. I'm giving him an 8.5 for that one.
Wow.
Made me laugh.
Well, I'm abstaining because I don't think it's right to rate on the 1 year anniversary. It's a happy day.
Aren't one of our first ones was What's Green and Sings?
Now, what's that? What was that?
Elvis Parsley.
That definitely today was better than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely. Coming up, CBS National News, the headlines here at 6:41 on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Update.
an inside look at the impeachment investigation. Public hearings get underway in Washington this morning. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with details on today's witnesses.
Democratic aides say George Kent and Bill Taylor were chosen to testify first because they watched this pressure campaign unfold from their posts in Ukraine and D.C. The two have described U.S. policy in Ukraine as highly irregular, alarming, and a crisis that threatened to consume the U.S.-Ukraine relationship.
President Trump insists he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. CBS's Major Garrett on the GOP response.
The White House tells us, among other things, that President Trump will watch and tweet about the hearings, at least partially, that other senior officials will be watching, and the White House counsel's office will take the lead in responding, we are told, in real time.
The hearings get underway at 10 a.m. Eastern. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Tennessee Valley Healthcare System will host a town hall meeting Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Our Place Peer Support Center on South Hancock Street. Officials will discuss the Mission Act of 2018, including eligibility requirements for community care and the law's urgent care benefit, implemented in June. The presentation will also cover services and activities TVHS offers for women veterans, an explanation of the VA's new whole health approach to care, and an outline of where veterans can get flu shots this season. Match Records, the Department of Recording Industry's student-run record label at MTSU, has relaunched its imprint and signed four new student talents: Sarah Kays, Shelter Cove, Javante, and Caitlin Eady. Match Records gives MTSU music business majors an opportunity to use their professional skills by supporting artists in a real-world label services model. They showcase and develop artists with efforts that include singles releases, marketing events, and social media management, alongside business foundation elements such as booking, management, and merchandising. Have you tried to fill her up yet? Tennessee gas prices up 5 cents compared to last week at this time. State averages are $2.35, which is the same as a month ago, but 14 cents less than last year. Likewise, the national average is $2.61, which is a penny more than last week, 3 cents more than a month ago, but 8 cents less than this time last year. Lowest price we could find in Murfreesboro was $2.07 a gallon. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Jeff's. Jeff. Did you know that Jeff South's Family Restaurant was voted the number one Southern cooking restaurant in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, as reported by the Tennessean newspaper? They are located at 467 South Hancock Street, serving 18 vegetables and 17 meats daily, including real hickory smoked barbecue, ribs, and shoulder and brisket, along with homemade banana pudding, cakes, and pies. Let the South brothers and staff at Jeff's Restaurant prepare your turkey and ham, smoked, baked, or deep fried, and all types of desserts. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties. Apply early or phone 615-867-2164 or come by our friendly dining room. We now have 5 delivery services for your convenience. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. There's no place you'd rather be than at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with hometown folks. We have the meats. Jeff's.
Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business. Bell Jewelers is the oldest retail store in Rutherford County.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. Come in and see what a family-owned business that still runs in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that everyone in the community is very proud of and we're proud to be celebrating.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Flu shots. Should everyone get them?
First of all, I'd say anybody is a candidate for it. So it's not just people at risk. The people who are most at risk are children under 5 years of age, particularly under 2 years. They're most susceptible. Anybody over 50 years old has an increased risk of flu complications, but particularly those of us over 65.
Dr. David Bauman at St. Thomas Medical Partners.
Flu often doesn't get much respect, but flu kills up to 58,000, and they say last year maybe 80,000 people a year. If you compare that, that's more than our traffic accidents. So if I had a vaccine that would keep you from dying in a traffic accident, I probably would have people lined up around the block to get it.
Have you had your flu shot?
You are contagious 24 hours before you even had the symptoms. So if you say, well, I just won't go around people once I feel good and sick, that might be too late. So get your shot and help somebody else, particularly the vulnerable among us.
Dr. David Bauman with St. Thomas Medical Partners, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Do your civic duty. Go out there and get a flu shot. Help yourself, and you can help others too.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday. It's hump day, and you know what time of the day it is here, because we're almost through the first hour, and we want to announce what is today's holiday.
Every day such a holiday.
Well, today's Wake Up Crew Day on our one-year anniversary.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess there probably shouldn't even be another holiday, should there?
Well, to celebrate that, it's also Kindness Day.
You know, for some reason, I don't match kindness with the Wake Up Crew. I don't. I really have a hard time envisioning that.
I don't either.
Is that supposed to make us cry?
all of the good days we've had.
The whole year.
The mornings we've shared.
Yeah, all the good times. Let's see. Let's count.
Three.
I can't use a whole hand for it.
I remember the Shoney's meeting when we were talking about what to name this show and what song to do for our open, and now we have 150 of them. And
yeah, that's when we were fired up about the show, wasn't it?
And we were all excited.
Yeah.
I remember the meeting after the coach's show in his office.
And then we realized what it was like to work with Brian.
Then we have to do it every morning, and that makes it a whole.
You know, you talk about kindness, though. That's a good day. Yeah. I mean, everybody should show some kindness to somebody. This world, you know, is not kind at times. So
put some extra emphasis on it is kind of the implication today. So go out of your way to be kind and nice to people.
Okay, does that include the three of us here?
I guess not. Doesn't okay. have to.
Do I have to play?
Nice shirt, Brian.
Thanks.
He doesn't even know how to accept a compliment.
No, I don't, really.
6:50. Let's just go on.
Let's move it.
It's not worth it. Time to focus on the family.
Hey.
Area 51 is a highly classified military base located about 100 miles from Las Vegas. It's been shrouded in mystery since the 1950s when people connected it to UFO sightings. Nobody really knows what all goes on there, which is why theories about the place abound. Movies, television shows, and countless books have kept the rumor pot stirred and the legend of Area 51 alive for decades. Area 51 even got caught up in a social media firestorm. Somebody encouraged people on Facebook to join together to storm Area 51. The guy who made the post said it was a joke, but almost 2 million people wanted to participate. I've never encountered a UFO, so I don't fully understand why people believe aliens are hidden in the Nevada desert. I do think I understand these people on a deeper human level, though. They're seeking after something beyond themselves, something bigger. They're connecting with the part of their soul where faith comes from. Mankind is unique from the animal kingdom in a number of ways. The capacity for faith may be the most profound of all. The ability to have faith is distinctly human. Dogs and cats don't contemplate the mysteries of the universe. Neither do bears, dolphins, or apes. That says something important about the kind of creatures we humans are. We're not merely sophisticated animals. We're human, capable of faith, self-reflection, and even worship. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Keep it real, man.
Keep it unified.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it unified. Yeah, man. Keep it real.
What has happened to the show?
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Oh, me.
Happy birthday,
I'll be glad when this day's over. 6:53 here on The Wake Up Crew. We are celebrating our 1 year anniversary today, and so far
I'm surprised it's been a year.
I can't believe it's been a year, but it's time, as we have done since day one.
That's right.
This was an original part, celebrity birthday.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And we celebrate with Edwin Booth, born in 1833. Now you're going.
Inventor of the booth.
No.
Dang it.
Here's where I'm going to get you a little bit. He was a Shakespearean actor. And you go, well, we've never heard of him. Well, he happened to be John Wilkes Booth's brother.
Oh.
And it caught my eye, and that's why I put it in there.
I like that.
You know, he assassinated President Lincoln.
His brother did, yeah.
Yeah. In 1850, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island, a book that Dalton has never read.
It's a book.
It's a book, yeah.
Well, yeah, I knew that. There's a movie based on the book.
But you've never read the book.
Don't try to explain yourself, Dalton. And finally, Whoopi Goldberg is 63 today.
All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
From the 1992 movie Sister Act.
Very good. Remember that very well.
She's got another movie called Tammy and the T-Rex you should check out sometime.
Okay.
It's real bad. If there's anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, call or text those to us at 615-893-1450.
Let's check the weather quick.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine today and highs making it into the middle to upper 40s. Winds turn to the south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 27. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs top out near 50. Winds turn to the west around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, mainly clear. Lows fall back to 26. And then Friday, sunny with highs getting back to around 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 16.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Oh, good morning, traffic volume. Still looking good right now. 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Yes, it's starting to get heavy. Always a good idea to give yourself extra time towards Nashville. Starting to pick up also out here on 840 and 96, headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Smashville Moving Company is Middle Tennessee's new moving company. Check them out. Get to know them at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hey, Josie, love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
Brian doesn't have a belly anymore. Still got a fat head. No, I'm just kidding.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
I am innocent. That is not me. That is not my voice saying that about you.
That's an impressionist.
I deny it.
Yeah.
There's no pro quo pro or whatever.
Quick
pro quo. Yeah. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at the Billups Center. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew and want to remind you to call in. Your birthday's at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet tweet. What?
A sweet tweet.
A sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Kim Saar is today's good neighbor of the day. She's a true, caring professional with a great attitude. She's a nurse at St. Thomas Wellness, so she's going to receive flowers from our friends over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
Got the CBS World News Roundup coming up, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The news is coming up on this anniversary show.
Let me guess, that blooper is going to be on next year's anniversary show.
Probably.
Yeah, that's the way it works here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us, second hour coming up.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Public.